Hello, it's Dora here. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Thursday. Today, we are continuing to decode meditation speak. In the past couple days, we've talked about allowing, resistance, and for this episode, we will deconstruct what noticing means. The etymology for this word stems from the Latin word notus, to know, to be known, to become familiar with, information, knowledge, intelligence, and for meditation purposes, to treat with attention. I remember the very first time I meditated in my life and was invited to notice what was going on in my mind and body. And it felt as if I had opened the floodgates of my life. All these different thoughts and feelings came crashing down at once. It was overwhelming, to say the least, because my natural impulse was to try and do something with these thoughts or make something happen. And when I look back at that moment now, all those things were simply waiting to be acknowledged. And that is what noticing is, to become aware of what is here in this moment without judgment, to recognize where our attention is, and most importantly, understand our relationship to what is happening. It's in noticing that we can move from a place of doing to a state of being. Most times we're caught up in the past or thinking about the future. When we notice, we're observing, not being absorbed by what is arising. In the app, there's an animation called Changing Perspective. It shows what happens when we take a step back from being caught up in the so-called traffic of the mind and instead sit on the side of the road, observing the thoughts as they pass by like cars. We're aware that some thoughts are faster, some are slower. They may be shiny and entertaining. Others we may be indifferent to, but we can treat them like cars, nothing more and nothing less, and allowing them to come and go. Why do we do this, and why is it important to notice our thoughts in the first place? Over time, thoughts and feelings don't overwhelm us or consume us. Noticing, well, in meditation, is a practice of familiarization. We've taken the time to become familiar with the different thoughts and emotional patterns. We see them clearly, we understand them, and this allows us to let them go. And we can't let go if we don't know what to let go of. Case in point, something I've been working on for the last few years is how to communicate and express myself during conflict. This is no easy thing, y'all. My initial reaction when faced with any type of conflict was to shut down, the typical freeze response. And prior to meditating, I had no idea what was going on during those moments of conflict. It was like every single thought would disappear from my mind. The more I began to meditate and go to therapy, the more I began to actually notice what was going on during those difficult conversations. I could sense the increase in my heart rate, the stiffness in my chest and shoulders, and the scrambling of my thoughts. I became familiar with and created a relationship to my inner world, and those floodgates, as overwhelming as they could be, passed and became still waters. It was through my noticing and through my paying attention to what was going on in the moment that I was able to remember those new ways of responding I had learned in therapy. I could remind myself in those moments to take a deep breath, or to place a hand on my heart, or even just move my body. A tip I'll leave you all with today is not saving the noticing for when you're seated and meditating, but taking this with you into your everyday life. Whether it's when you're on the phone, cooking a meal, or even brushing your teeth, see if you can pay attention to what is happening in the moment. You may bring your attention to what you can see, what you can hear, taste, touch, and smell. By applying this sense of noticing to your everyday life, you can bring your practice with you wherever you are. All right, my friends, that concludes this series of Decoding Meditation Jargon. I really hope this was helpful and can help you better understand what we mean as teachers, but also how to approach your practice. I will see you back here tomorrow. Adios.